going on here?
It's Midnight Mando, starring Ogden Edsel. I'm Otis 12, your studio host, along with my partner studio host,
Diver Dan Doomy.
Hey, Diver Dan, you little ball of fire, what's going on tonight?
Tonight on Midnight Mando, we are going to have...
Ooh, look out, that piano player is mad.
Sorry, we're going to have Vibrators of the Frozen North. Is that all right?
Oh, hey, sounds good. I'd like it on ice. What else, Diver Dan?
We're going to feature later the saga of a Japanese rhythm box.
Okay, machinery's always done it for me.
This piano player needs one, I think.
Hey, he needs some lithium or something. What's going on, Diver Dan?
Hey, there's trouble at the Vatican tonight.
Ooh, don't upset the piano player now. He's already having a little trouble. That's right, here on Midnight Mondo, we've got lots of fun. We're going to have a head-on bus collision right here in the studio. It should be real exciting.
Good times, despite the piano player.
That's right. That piano player is a real drag, man. This guy has got... He's just not happy. We've been talking...
He's happy. Say he's happy.
He's happy, man.
Just doing our job.
And now, the facts of life with Professor Noodle.
Hello, little boys and girls. Well, now would you like to hear something about the facts of life, huh? Good, I thought you would. Today's fact of life was sent in by Egbert Fencepost of White Sands, New Mexico, who asks, Professor, where do neutron bombs come from? Very simple, Egbert. As usual, it takes two to tango, and in this case, we have the mechanized Russian bear and the techno-punk bald eagle. When the bear rubs up close to the eagle sticks its missile into the air, and inside the missile is an enhanced radiation warhead that flies near the bear, explodes, and spews out millions of little squiggle rads of neutron radiation that flow through the bear's woolly armor coat. Then the baby bear inside gets dizzy and sick, kind of like morning sickness, and eventually they die. But the neutron bomb does nothing to harm the bear's cave or the bear's factories. You can hide beneath your little desks. It does no good. Afterwards, you look like scalloped potatoes. I love scalloped potatoes, don't you? But I don't have the foggiest where they came from. Oh, well, boys and girls, this is Professor Noodle reminding you not to crazy glue your brother's forehead to the station wagon. Bye now.
If you boys or girls have any facts of life you want cleared up by Professor Noodle, any questions on science, history, world affairs, the occult, animal husbandry, or personal hygiene, just send your question to Professor Noodle and Midnight Mondo in care of this station, and the professor will try to help you through your facts of life.
This is Diver Dan Doomy in the Midnight Mondo corporate plane talking to you from 2,500 feet. This is Midnight Mondo, 1,800. Come in, Guatemala.
Now some more of the Midnight Mondo.
We take you now to the home of Newt and Punch, two unemployed cloud recyclers and former grapes on the Fruit of the Loom commercial, for another episode of What's On.
Hey, Newt, why don't you take out the garbage?
Take out the garbage? Are you sure, Punch?
There's garbage all over the place.
Well, which one should I take out?
Take them all out, Newt.
If you say so, Punch. Hey, garbage, I'd like to go out tomorrow night, maybe go to a disco, get sort of, you know, a lobster dinner, you know, what?
Newt, what are you doing, Newt?
Well, I'm trying to take out the garbage now. I say, you know, I got a nice car. You know, I have you home by...
Hey, Newt, never mind. I'll take out the garbage.
I have it back early.
No.
Well, how? That's not fair. Can you get all the girls, you know?
That's not true. Who was that lady I saw you with last night?
That was no lady. That was 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
Well, you going to take out the garbage or not?
Oh, I can't take out the garbage, come to think of it. Now with my hair on fire and my feet tied to the pyramid like this.
Yeah, now that you mention it, I guess you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, garbage ain't going nowhere. We can take it out next spring.
Well, what's on the tube there? You know how I am. I like to know what's on the tube.
Let me take a look. I'll get the TV book here.
I'm just going to go in the, and back, make some time
you,
in the
you
closet.
Go there, you
garbage.
Go there, Newt, because I'm going to look here. In the TV book.
Hey, honey, I'll let you out later.
Newt, I'm looking in the TV book to
what's
see.
On?
I'm looking to see what's on.
What's on?
Here, I'll tell you. Let's see. First, here, how's this sound? The Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders meet
Ooh.
Godzilla.
Wow, I love
12
it.
Voluptuous girls save America and the Super Bowl.
I thought there was 24 of them.
Yeah, there are 24 of them. Save America and the Super Bowl, where all the fans are Nippon. That's Japanese.
Oh, that's a unique slant on things.
Yeah,
like
let's
that.
See what else we got here.
What else is on?
I'm looking to see what else is on.
Too intellectual for me.
Yeah, Little House on the Nuclear Test Site.
Ooh, love
UN
it.
UN observers evict the seagulls, but not before Blind Judy accidentally triggers a reaction that wipes out the western two-thirds of Europe.
I don't think I can see watching blind people now.
Me either. Well, I'm going to go out and dig a tricycle trap.
Oh, yeah, I think I'm going to play with the goldfish.
No, Newt, yeah. Don't open that door.
I'm just going to play with them. They're real nice. Look at all of them.
No,
hey,
those are killer bees, Newt.
Oh, they're little goldfish.
Get out of here. They're killer bees, Newt. They make your inside swell up when you burst like a soda bottle left in the freezer,
no,
Newt.
No, they're just goldfish. I told you they're goldfish. I know it because I sleep with their eyes
open. Oh, I can't argue with it. Too many tricycles are getting away. See you later.
Oh, down by the meadow in the itty bitty pool swam three little fishes and a mommy fish too. Swim said the mommy fish, you will get lost, but gotta try it.
All right.
I love it.
Ow.
Tune in again next week for more of What's On. Meanwhile, remember to take your medication.
This is Diver Dan Doomy in Rome with the Midnight Mondo News Bulletin. Smoke is pouring from the chimney of the Sistine Chapel. We don't know if it's black smoke or white smoke or gray smoke, but it is smoke. We're expecting an announcement any minute now. The doors are opening, and here's the announcement.
Habemus 5-alarm fire.
This is Midnight Mondo.
This is Casey Casey with American Top 4. In just a minute, a group that 2 weeks ago was a Burger King Yumbo platter.
It's brutal cold up here near the Great Slave Lake in Canada. A gust of wind coupled with temperatures 60 below zero can freeze a flock of geese in mid-flight, resulting in a phenomenon the natives up here called Anoki Wahungi, falling bird deaths from the sky. But the makers of Livehard batteries are up here testing the great Livehard battery. We've left it on this lake, hooked up to this Onan 32 vibrator for 6 months. Now, will it start? Let's see. Yes, Livehard. The only battery your vibrator will ever need.
In 1969, three blind whale hunters in Alaska caught a piano in the Bering Sea. Thinking the piano was a whale, they headed for their home in Anchorage. Their boat was blown off course, however, and they ended up in Istanbul, Turkey. Alexander Solzhenitsyn introduced them to Leonid Brezhnev, who traded the chairmanship of the Communist Party to them for Pinocchio, who was in the stomach of the piano. It wasn't Pinocchio at all, of course, but a contract with a major recording studio. The rest is history. A flying saucer took the fishermen to Lima, Peru, and they recorded this song on a llama, which they thought was a Sony 16-track tape recorder. Now it's the number 3 song on American Top 4. The group, Linoleum Avalanche. The song, Daycare Center.
My parents left me at the daycare center and they never came back, never came back. My parents left me at the daycare center and they never came back for me. Now I'm 27 and I slide on the slides and I seek and I hide from little creatures. Soon I'll be 28 and it'll be great, 'cause I'll be older than my teacher. My parents left me at the daycare center and they never came back, never came back. My parents left me at the daycare center and they never came back for me.
This is Midnight Mondo, and this is Otis 12. Back, big fella. Back, back. This is Midnight. Back, big fella. Back. Back, you fella.
Still there. Hold it. Cut the track. Okay, let's go.
And now it's time for the attack of Roland, the electronic drummer. Johnny Pimento and his electronic drummer Roland had been a happy team for over 15 years along the nightclub circuit.
Feeling.
Until that fateful night when the owner of the Chi Chi Lounge decided to make nothing some waves.
Hey, Johnny baby.
Huh.
How's the wife and kids?
Okay,
hey, listen, we haven't been selling enough beer nuts around here recently, so you'll have to unplug that drummer of yours.
What? Unplug Roland? We've been a happy team along the nightclub circuit for over 15 years. Let him stay plugged. Hey, listen, I'll work for less money.
No need to, Johnny baby. You're fired too.
I swear I'll get even.
Jobless and disgruntled, Johnny Pimento takes Roland to Arnie, the 13-year-old neighborhood mad scientist, and makes plans to have Roland programmed to attack and kill the owner of the Chi Chi Lounge.
But can it be done, Arnie?
Yeah, Johnny. After the last customers left the club, just push the tango and cha-cha button. And Johnny...
What, Arnie?
Get out of the way. Fast!
Later that night at the Chi Chi Lounge, strange and unusual events take place.
Let's see now, that's $3,000 for me and $5 for the band. Oh, hey, hi, Roland. What'll it be? Some champagne? A highball? No!
Nice job, Roland. You tangled and chatted him to an early grave. Roland! Hey, Roland, it's me, your old buddy, Johnny Pum.
Meanwhile, somewhere in the jungles of New Guinea... Can Roland be stopped? Does Maxine have any chocolate eclairs? Stay tuned for more of Roland the Electronic Drummer. No!
Okay, now it's time for more Midnight Mondo radio exercises. Okay, everybody, let's go.
All right, now, put your hand on your ear.
Put your hand on your ear.
Put your hand on your throat.
Put your hand on your throat.
Stick a finger in your mouth.
Stick a finger in your mouth.
Stick a finger in your eye.
Stick a finger in your eye.
Now jump up and down.
Now jump up and down.
And squeeze real tight.
Squeeze real tight.
And repeat after me.
And repeat after me.
Is this the bus?
Is this the bus?
To Council Bluffs.
To Council Bluffs.
Now, honey.
Now, honey.
It's just not working out.
It's not working out.
I want a divorce.
I want a divorce.
Isn't this fun?
Isn't this fun?
Yeah.
No, it's not!
This is Midnight Mondo.
Recording session number 6 on the album.
We get the lead singers.
The lead singers
over to
in
their,
there.
Their booth there.
Can I? Hey.
There's a drum coming in.
Hey, would you guys. Can I have a little quiet in the studio? You guys want to quit screwing around with your instruments? I need levels out there. I need levels. I need levels. Tommy, can you roll those drums? Roll the drum kit for me. That's it. Thank you, Tommy. I'm going to get some levels on you here. Now, give me a little more bottom end there. Tommy? Wake up, Tommy. Yeah. Get the birds out of the studio over there, man, because I'm going to have a lot of trouble with, that really messes up the screen.
Fix that ceiling. All right, with the drums.
Okay. No, well, I'm rolling, man. I got to get the levels on the kit, man. Okay, roll it, Tommy. Okay, I hear you. I hear you. Hey, Ricky. Is that Ricky's Ferrari? Ricky, get the Ferrari out of the studio, man. I mean, this is $585 a minute in here, man. Listen, it ain't gonna make. I'll walk on you, man. I ain't got the contract, that I got. All right, get them off the mics, man. They're gonna ruin the screens. Get those birds off the mics, man. You saw what they did in B Studio. Roll it, Tommy. One more time. Come on. Okay. The Ferrari out. We're just about ready now for. Can we get down here? And do a take. Can we do a take, please?
I think we're ready.
Okay,
we're
now let's take it, huh? Let's take it, huh? 1, 2, 3, 4. Remember that, boys, huh?
Yeah, get it right this time.
Yeah, please. I need that from you guys. You ready now?
1, 2, 3, 4! Well, scientists have told us if you want to find the secret, when you look inside a telescope, it's smaller than a bread box. It's larger than the universe. Oh, take me to the middle of the road. Take me to the middle of the road. Take me to the middle of the road. Well, search inside your tennis shoe. Won't you scan the near horizon? When I look inside the Cracker Jacks, underneath the streetcar tracks,
no more high,
oh, take me to the middle of the road. Take me to the middle of the road. Take me to the middle of the road. Abortion on the black light. Oh, I'm waiting for the day glow. It's a mashed potato cheap shot. And the hell of it was horrible. Won't you take me to the middle of the road? Take me to the middle of the road. Take me to the middle of the road. Take me to the middle of the road.
Take me to the middle of the road.
Take me to the middle of the road.
Take me to the middle of the road.
This is Midnight Mondo.
The Fort Hemophilia Drive-In Theater proudly presents Naughty Psychiatric Ward. Yes, Naughty Psychiatric Ward. Insane passion, unbalanced desire, abnormal consummation in the tiled halls of a sultry state institution.
You want to go with that a little bit? I see what you mean.
My boys, I do.
Whatever.
See obsessive compulsives wash their hands. See hysterical housewives grab whatever they can get. See elderly females on Ritalin. See the staff in their jacuzzi whirlpool. It's crazy. It's nuts. It's Naughty Psychiatric Ward. Plus, a second big hit.
Peter Frampton and the Bee Gees in Meet the Beatles. This movie is based on another Beatles album. Based on Meet the Beatles, the album by the Beatles. It's a rip-off is what it is. Well, it's
That's
the second.
That's a rip-off, man.
It's the second feature.
I don't like those
they're
guys.
They're
going to anyway.
Be there. They're going to be there anyway. And who watches a drive-in movie, you know?
Goodbye.
Hey. Well. Hey, Diver Dan.
Huh?
Looks like another curtain's fallen on another episode of Midnight Mondo.
I thought it had. Hey, I want to tell you, I have had a tremendous time tonight.
All right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. What's coming up next week, Diver Dan Doomy?
Hey, next week, a preview of John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John's new movie, Saturday Night Rickets.
Oh, I love it. That movie is based on the soundtrack of the same name, isn't it, Diver Dan?
That's right. Also, Foreigner meets Sissy Spacek in Celebrity Oil Rig Fire Extinguishing.
Oh,
so, be here.
Yay. We're also going to take off in search of the true Partridge Family. So, tune in next week for Midnight Mondo. What else, Diver Dan?
Hey.
Hey, a tribute to Fuzzy Wallpaper.
It isn't long.
Oh.
Thank you, Fuzzy.
There he is, Fuzzy Wallpaper.
Right there when you need him.
I never remember him anymore, did I? Sing it, Fuzzy.
There are no reasons for the song.
I didn't think so.
All right.
Hey, next week the Beatles are going to reunite with the Amazing Rhythm Aces.
All right. Also, readings from Bob Dylan's bank book right here on Midnight Mondo. Tune in Friday night.
We're moving on right out of here to go drink some expensive wine somewhere.
Then you're a vision, and this is nothing but a dream. So happy it is. And there never was a heaven up above.